Here we go, PJ.
Sack of cans, I missed it.
You always miss it. I give you plenty of warning.
I know.
It's right, here we go, here we go.
Sack of cans. Yeah, sack of cans, sack of cans. No, that's a weekender, that one.
Whitney Houston, I'm Every Woman here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. About to do the birthdays today. And I tell you something.
Yeah.
I know I say this and you always go, I always say that, Jim, and I never get it.
But you think I'm set up for a good one?
I think so, because there's two significant birthdays here.
Right.
Right, bearing in mind you only need three. And I mean, it would be nice to get one before we go. You know what I mean?
It would be nice to get one.
It would be nice to sign off with a win.
It would, you know what I mean? I'd love to make you buy me a cake before we have to pack our bags.
No, I think it'd be a shared cake.
He's an awful man.
It'd be a going away cake.
It wouldn't. It'd be a this is for you cake. What'd you get me? Nothing, Jim. See you in a bit.
Unbelievable.
Win him through
thick and thin. And
you
wouldn't even share his cake.
I'd give you, you could give you a lick of me fingers.
I let you put my award over your desk.
Oh, you are a jackass.
I let you have that. You wouldn't even give me a bit of your cake. Unbelievable.
If I thought I'd get away with it, I'd put it over that in the bin.
I literally put it over your desk so that you'd feel part of my victory.
Don't you hate people like him? The passive aggressive in that. I mean, that is just unbelievable, isn't it? Talk about a fella who knows exactly how to say something in the right way. I'll be upset for the weekend, though.
Here we go, right? Yeah. Let's get it going with the one and only... In fact, a man, I think... Maybe you were the one who interviewed him. I'm just sure he graced this very studio. Shane Ritchie.
Oh, Shane Rich. Yeah, he was in here. He was in here with Cat.
Yeah. Or maybe was it Trina who interviewed him, maybe? Or was he on...
No, he was in with us.
Yeah, I thought that, all right.
Yeah,
when they were doing that Red River Run Rock...
Yeah, the spin-off
whatever
thing,
it's called.
Yeah.
No, that's not... It's not
Red... No, it was something like that. Red Dwarf of the West or something.
Some of that was filmed in Realmwood?
Was it?
Yeah, on the main street there outside the police station.
I didn't know that, no.
Yeah.
And my missus at the time, she was working on it, no.
Right.
She actually said the two of them are dead sound.
Yeah.
She said they were very sound.
I don't know her at all, but he always comes across as though he'd be absolutely A1.
Yeah, the two of them were telling very dirty jokes, though. I will say that, very dirty jokes.
Brilliant.
Every time the mic wasn't on, it was like that real English thing of, something very suggestive, and her going, are you not off?
Said the actress to the bishop, what?
Yeah,
what?
It was all that, oh, not off, you wouldn't want to get in your... It was a lot of that going
on. We missed a trick here. I should have used it as an excuse to play the Minder theme, because apparently in the remake of Minder, right, when Dennis Waterman was gone, he played Archie Daly, Arthur's nephew.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
Eyes open.
Your man Gary somebody or other played Minder in the remake.
I know he wasn't great. It wasn't great.
And apparently Shane Ritchie was in it as Arthur's nephew.
I didn't know. It should have been the other way around.
Yeah.
He was too young probably, but it would have been much better.
Exactly.
So is this a significant...
No. This is just run-of-the-mill stuff.
I'd say he's like 52, is he?
Not too bad, 57.
Right, oh, 57, well, he looks very well.
Yeah, neck of the woods.
I thought I was going a bit too high. He looks very well.
Fair play to him. Right, what about this? Here's a throwback for you. Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen.
Oh, do you know something? He is one of the nicest men I have ever met in my life.
Wow, where'd you meet him?
In Virgin Media. He was in promoting some, I don't know, whatever shows he does.
Frilly shirt.
Where he pretends he cares about your garden, but he's actually trying to make you cry. You know those ones?
He's the houses.
He'd
have a field day with your house. Can you imagine if you said,
wouldn't he?
Lawrence, what would you do with this? Well, for a start, PJ, I think I'd put a roof on it.
I mean, I go, jeepers, you really want it all.
I only have a very small budget, Lawrence. Yes, but I mean, keeping the outside out would be a start.
I'm all for the benefits of bringing the tones of nature indoors, but when you get athlete's foot walking to the toilet, you've got to ask yourself, could I do this better?
Yes. What are you planning here, PJ? Is it a home or is it a zoo?
There you go. What? There you go. Yeah, it's just, why are all your animals wearing clothes? Because it's freezing in here. It's raining in the kitchen.
But he's and so actually, he was dead sound.
Like, do you know what? Every so often you meet someone and they blow you away with how brilliant they are.
Yeah.
Like the Paul Heaton, Jackie Abbott. You know what I mean? Well, Lawrence Llewellyn Bolan was one of them.
Great.
He is unbelievably dead on.
And it's even more of a buzz because you expect him to be a posh top.
Expect him to be a bit poncy, yeah. And he walked in, he was in a three-piece suit. It looked like something like Peaky Blinders with the watch thing and all. And he had this big tweed tie. I was like, a tweed tie. Yeah. And he was there with his son. His son didn't want to talk to him. He couldn't care less about us. But I actually thought he was in. I thought he was just some bizarre audience member because he was so friendly.
Yeah.
And he walked around to all the guests.
So you didn't even recognise him?
No, because he was. I didn't because I was like, to my head, he was like, look at this big Lawrence Llewellyn Bolan looking yoke over here. Look. He's walking around.
You should have walked up to him and said, do you know who you're the spitting image of?
And do you know what he would have said? Thank you. Thank you so much for noticing. I really appreciate your candor.
How old is he then?
Oh, he's, would he be like 59?
Oh, not bad, not bad. 56.
All right, 56. Okay. Oh, I wasn't fair to him.
Right, here's a good one for you. Throwback to a Chelsea great, a man who you've talked about many times outside of football for that brilliant documentary that you watched. Didier Drogba.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Another absolute, like, he changed the world.
Yeah.
He stopped the war.
The man who stopped the war, was it? Or the team who stopped the war?
The man who stopped the war, I think, yeah. It's all about Drogba more than his team and how did you watch that?
Not yet, no.
Ah, Jim. Yeah. Ah, Jim, would you Google it for the love of God, man? It's unbelievable. He's a footballer, a Chelsea footballer, who stops a war in his home country, the Ivory Coast. It's incredible.
What was it on? Was it one of those...
It's made by the Copa 90
Copa
people.
Copa 90,
so you gotta, yeah. Google them, lads. Ah, oh, yeah. I never knew anything about this. In fact, to be honest with you, for his whole career when he was playing, I was like, ah, look at you, blooming Chelsea.
He was a proper Chelsea legend as well.
He really...
In fairness, like, he was like the old... I mean, the man was made of steel.
He just couldn't
get the ball off.
I know, I hated him, yeah. It's very hard to like Chelsea players. But he was brilliant. He was absolutely fantastic.
So a legend off the pitch as well.
A legend off the pitch. Didier Drogba's like that thing. He's still young, isn't he?
Yeah,
46.
Oh, 43.
Oh, for farts off, life
43.
Almighty. Imagine winning the Premier League. Imagine being as big as him, winning all those trophies, stopping a war in your home country, and then retiring, and you're not even 40. Ah, jeepers.
Yeah,
I have a lot of work.
Makes you feel like. You may not have done everything you possibly could with your life.
I know, but you know what I mean, Jim. Does he know what a club milk even tastes like?
Well, exactly. Right, let's get into the significant birthdays. I have two significant birthdays for you, right? One of them is one of your own, sort of. Johnny Knoxville.
Johnny Knoxville's great crack.
Of Jackass fame and, of course, a man similar to yourself, you know. Loves a bit of comedy, loves a bit of... buffoonery. There was a bit of acting.
He's saying he's a fellow celebrant of stupidity. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I like that phrase.
Yes.
A man who celebrates stupidity in his own particular way.
Johnny Knoxville is 50 today.
Yes, he is.
Of course he is.
50 for Johnny. And then the final one is Mogul. It's not very often we get to you know, talk about a fully fledged mogul.
Oh, I was going to say I've never heard of him.
No.
Mogul.
Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, well,
media
yeah.
mogul extraordinaire.
He really is. He could click his fingers and we disappeared, you know that?
Absolutely.
Of course,
isn't it him now? He's the one who was the sort of the owner of, you know, remember there was the couple of movies and the TV shows about your man, Roger somebody or other who was done. He was like the guy who set up Fox or something, wasn't it? And
I forgot to watch it.
You were telling
me to watch that
show. Yeah, it was all about, he was done for like, you know, sexual harassment or something like that and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Roger Ailes, was it Ailes? Ailes,
something
like that.
I don't know.
But it was a Murdoch station,
Mogul,
wasn't it?
Roger Mogul, was that him?
Anyway, Rupert Murdoch.
King of the tabloids and the telly, I'd say. Oh, he's 83. Oh my God, it's a significant party. 90.
Yes.
Oh, for God's sake, I got it wrong.
Cheers. Thank you kindly, Tara. How are you this morning? Happy Friday's Eve.
Happy Friday's Eve, huh?
What's the form? What's the mood?
The mood is tempered.
Tempered
mood.
Oh, I tell you.
Now that's
I'm intrigued. I'm also confused, but
yeah,
I'm intrigued.
Same here.
That's distinct from I'm having a temper.
Oh.
It just means I'm slightly reserved today.
Reserved.
Put it that way.
All
yeah.
right. She's holding back. She's,
I
about,
am.
To,
like,
she's about to unleash, PJ.
No,
one
no.
of us is in trouble anyway.
No, not at all. No, it's just obviously for, you know, obvious reasons.
Yeah.
You know, little things are starting to yes. jolt the emotions.
Oh.
Oh. It's like that's yeah. There's me thinking. I thought we were talking about the weather for ages there.
No, but I will do something that I haven't done for a long time.
Oh,
and that's
are we getting a butter index?
Oh.
Well, there was a request for it yesterday. What? Somebody actually requested. What's the story with the butter
well,
index?
Obviously, with homeschool. Well, actually, to be fair, the older ones are so big now. I don't make sandwiches anymore.
Yeah,
I haven't done probably for a good 12, 18 months. But the, you know, with homeschooling, particularly in the mix, they can make their own
yeah.
sandwiches. So.
Eat some cereal. What are you talking about, a sandwich?
Have
eat some
another
cereal.
Bowl of Cocoa Pops. What yeah. do you mean you want lunch? But yeah, no, the butter index is firm.
Firm.
Let me tell
oh,
you.
Oh, so there's a chill yeah. still.
There is definitely still a chill, and it looks like it's going to remain firm for the coming days and into the weekend.
Right. Ah, here.
I thought, to be honest with you, with that wind, I thought the butter index was going to be on the wall. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, Friday's Eve, Thursday, 11th of March. Thank you so much for letting us hang out with you on your Thursday, and thank you for all of the WhatsApps, 087-188-0008. We had a bit of Robbie Williams rock DJ. That's Annie Lennox walking on broken glass. There's a bit of debris about the place, I tell you, PJ, despite the fact that you missed it all.
I can't believe I missed it all. How did I thought it was much ado about nothing.
No, that's typically you. If it doesn't affect you, no, you don't care. You don't care about the rest of the country.
I didn't
You don't
know.
Care about the debris everywhere else.
I didn't even know. How was the weather? Grand, says I. I didn't see anything. And then you're supposed, how dare you not
how
know?
How dare you not know?
How dare
know?
You not check check the news before you get out of bed?
Anyway, I was saying that, you know, we didn't have any kind of fallen trees, but there was plenty of debris. There was some, you know, broken branches and, you know, light stuff. David texts in, light branches me hole! He texts in, and he's texts in. Pictures of his cars.
Oh, your
poor
joking.
Old car. Yeah, and look, it's a nice one. It's a bit like yours. It's a proper Batmobile
that's
looking
a
thing.
Nice job, that one.
And it looks as though his grill and stuff has been. He sent in a few pictures, actually about three pictures, of the front of his car.
Ah, here.
After taking a bit of a hammering.
How can that happen now? How can a branch, like, jump into the front of the car?
Well, you see, maybe he encountered it on his drive. Anyway, listen, we've gotten to the bottom of why you didn't experience it on the same level.
Why?
Night Shift Mary was on.
Night Shift Mary.
Says basically that with all of PJ's own wind, he probably can't hear the actual wind outside.
Gee, but I'll tell you something. You try and do something right for yourself, like go on a high-fibre diet, and all you get is grief from everybody.
And also, the other thing was Dan in Cork was on to say, Jim, sure, PJ's house is underwater. How could he hear the wind?
That's very true. Good point well made, Dan. Good point very well made.
Oh, dear. Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008 if you need to give us a shout. There's White Van Man having his Friday today. He's got a long weekend ahead of him. Fair play to you, White Van Man. Good for you. Also, somebody says, PJ, could you have a little respect when you're talking about Chelsea, please? That's a very delicate way.
Who said that?
It's not, I don't know, but hang on a second, I'll tell you now. Wait a second, I'll give you who it is. It's Andreas.
Sorry,
right?
Andreas.
And the thing of it is,
that's
a very respectful way. It's not the kind of thing you expect from a football fan.
Definitely not a Chelsea fan. Could you please have some respect for your time? Imagine that.
It's very calm, very measured. Look, PJ, please. Little respect when you're talking about
it's
Chelsea.
It's not exactly a Stamford Bridge chant, that one. Can you please have respect? When you're talking about Chelsea, we didn't say anything bad about you.
Yeah.
It's not exactly a catchy one, that one.
It's not the kind of thing you'd expect, all right, to come off the terraces. But there you go. Also, somebody was saying to you, you know the way you made a complete mess of the final birthday?
Yes,
you told
I really
you it was
did.
A significant birthday.
And I guessed 83.
Yeah, yeah. To be fair, somebody's texting to say, well, to be fair to PJ, once you reach 80, anything's a significant birthday.
It's a very good point. Once again.
Anyway, listen, thank you so much. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout at any stage. We get to see all of the WhatsApps. We might not get to give them a mention or give them a shout out, but we see them all and we appreciate them all. Thank you so much for that. 087-188-0008, as I say, if you need to get in touch. For us today, of course, it will be, a couple of the regulars, a couple of the stalwarts, always there. Yeah, you can look forward to the hit bit on €580 in about an hour's time. And, of course, another winning day on the Breakfast Table Quiz, as every day this week is, €50 Spar voucher and the signed Republic of Ireland senior men's team jersey up for grabs. Just for getting on to play, your only challenge is convincing Mike to let you have a go, and you can guarantee yourself some prizes on the Breakfast Table Quiz. So that's to look forward to as well.
Yeah, and there's a woman who tried to sort of make a saucy surprise for her husband and, to say the wrong person walked in at the wrong time is putting this mildly, so... Yeah. Have you ever tried to do a saucy surprise? Well, you can't. Oh, you've never tried to give anyone a saucy surprise, to be honest with you.
Actually, you know, speaking of, it's a loose connection, to be fair, but speaking of sauces, we were saying yesterday that they're gearing up for the whole Patrick's Day thing. They have shamrock mayo.
They do?
Shamrock mayonnaise.
I don't know how I feel about
that
at all.
We may have to have a look at
the shamrock mayonnaise situation.
Later on. And also, I got this cracking thing sent to me on WhatsApp in relation to some nicknames. I might have to share it with you later on, PJ. There's a
very
few
good.
Really clever ones in there, I have to say.
I have a feeling I'm getting a kicking in this somehow as well. I have a feeling there's a new one coming.
Mark Cohen, Walking in Memphis, here at Classic Hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim on the way after 7. Of course, we have the... We have the hit bid. It's €580. Yeah, €580. But not only that, your chance to get your hands on a collector's item. I kid you not. We'll give you details after 7.
Yes, it'd be a collector's item by Saturday anyway, that's for sure.
Yeah, big movie classic from Kenny Loggins, Footloose, here at Classic Hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, Friday's Eve, Thursday 11th of March. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. 087-188-0008. Hit bit on the way for €580. And, of course, your chance to get your hands on a piece of actual history. A genuine collector's item. We'll give you details. In about a half an hour's time. Steve, that's well worth sticking around for, I tell you, guaranteed. In the meantime, though, I know on this show we have talked in the past about nicknames, right? I know we've done a feature on nicknames in the past, right? And it's one thing if lots of people have nicknames and they tend to be the kind of straightforward things. There's Macker or there's Bomber or there's whatever. And there's, you know, okay, because of the Bull McCabe, the Bull sometimes for me, your sort of skid marks and...
No need to go, that's not even a nickname.
Captain
just...
Underpants and the Knicker. And, well, you've got a range of them. You've got a lot of them, in fairness.
Well, yeah, I suppose it's like you, you know, the Wild Man Jim, Yeti, Sasquatch.
But there's some... I love it when there's some clever ones. You know, when something's... kind of, it's clever.
Yeah,
you know,
it
nearly takes a little bit of thinking about. And I got sent this stuff on WhatsApp. I don't know, I'm sure it's come from some website or it's come from some book or whatever it is. It's obviously doing the rounds. People have probably heard some of these or whatever, but I just thought some of them were so clever. It's that sort of very Irish kind of clever nicknames.
I know, some of them like you need... They develop over time. Like, yeah. You know, the 3 or 4 different layers.
Like, a few of these, like, for example, apparently there was some lad and... Just by virtue of, you know, just his birth, he had one hand which was slightly bigger than the other hand.
Yeah.
So he was known as the clock.
Oh my God, that's fantastic. That is fantastic, isn't it?
It's absolutely fantastic, it's right. A teacher apparently who had a bit of a twitch in their eye and they were just known as Indicator. There was... I think this is actually a little bit terrible. Apparently there was some lad, this is told from somebody who was in a pub, and the guy's name, his genuine name was Joe Malone.
That was
his name, he was called Joe Malone. And then his wife passed away, she died. So he became known as Home Alone.
Ah, that's terrible, man. You see, this is the thing with nicknames. This is why, do you ever see lads and they have a nickname, right? And when they're friends, it becomes normal. They don't even hear it anymore. When they're like, where's Home Alone? He's there, oh, I'm over here, whatever.
Yeah.
And then a new person joins the gang, right?
And they tell
him. And he goes, come here, Home Alone. Are you going to think? He's there, who the hell are you calling me Home Alone? You've no right. You have to earn the right.
You do.
You have to earn
you
those
do.
Nicknames.
Apparently there was some lad in Cork and he was just really tall and thin. So he just got the nickname 6 o'clock.
See, I had to think about that for a bit. There'll be young people who can't read an analogue clock now wondering what that is.
Some other fellow who apparently he was engaged over the course of his... Again, this is sort of slightly sad. He was engaged 3 times in his life and it fell through.
Yeah.
So he became known as the Lord of the Rings.
That's very good.
So again... That's to be honest with you, stuff that comes out of people's misfortune.
First of all, we all have one mate who's been engaged so many times. It's the same fella that, you remember when you were in school?
Yeah.
And you were in like third class or something and there was a fella going, I'm getting engaged. You're there, what? You know, there was always one of
in
them.
In third class? Yeah. There was in primary?
Oh, sorry, I meant third year. Third class? Yeah, I've got to throw it in with the communion.
Come here, speaking of schools, apparently there was some fella in a school, his actual name was Peter, his first name was Peter. And as happens with lots of people, right? He happened to have been held back a year because, you know...
Yeah, whatever. Didn't apply himself.
Yeah, exactly. So he just became known as Ree Peter.
It's fantastic. He'll be called that for the rest of his life.
Look at this. This is, again, a lot of these are just making nicknames out of somebody's misfortune.
Sure, that's what all good nicknames come from tragedy. That's where they come from.
Yeah, it was a fella who apparently had an accident and he, as a result, he only had 4 fingers. So he became known as Kit Kat.
Kit Kat. Like Kit Kat,
the thing is, I wonder what
was his real name. I wonder. Hopefully, it was like he had a name like Kevin.
Yeah.
Like, because it was like Kit Kat Kevin, then it actually sounds like something that would be in an ad.
Yeah, I love. It's just the amount of them that come out as misfortunes or whatever. Although this one, to be fair, I'm not sure if this is genuine. It's absolutely it's terrible, really. Apparently, there's
a
local drug dealer who was known as Instagram.
Must be good at his job. I mean, he shouldn't be doing his job.
You know what I mean? I don't know why I get so much a kick out of those nicknames.
Because there's so much creativity in it. And like you said, it's sort of you always know tragedy is coming to an end when the nickname on comedy begins.
Vogue from Madonna here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008 if you need to give us a shout. There's been a surge of nickname-related WhatsApps in, PJ.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently.
Of course there has.
Stephen has WhatsApped in to say a lad he knew who went to Penny's and happened to buy, just in one visit, he went to Penny's and he bought 4 pairs of jeans.
That's what men do. You find one you like and you stick to it, yeah.
And forevermore, he was known as Spider.
For God's sake. I'm too slow with these, man. There's a moment before you telling me the punchline. Or not the punchline, but the nickname. Yeah. And it actually making sense to me in most of these. I didn't get 6 o'clock at all.
Yeah, just the straight up and down. Yeah. And then apparently there is a lad in Cork apparently called Boiler. Right? This is one of those that's going to take a little bit of... Anyway, but he's called Boiler because he only had one tooth.
What?
One tooth in the middle of his gum. So he was called Boiler because he had central eating.
Oh my God, that's fantastic. That's the best one. That is the best one. That is amazing. Central eating.
It's like...
Oh my God, that's
actually, there's one of this as well. That's about some lad who he just used to wear the same jacket, you know, the same coat.
Yeah, all the time.
All the time. He just never, you know, for years and years and years among his mates, now he always had the same jacket, the same coat on.
Yeah.
So he just became known as Dulux because he only needed one coat.
Remember the lad
I told you about? He was part of the golf society. I never met this bloke now, but he was part of the golf society that I was hanging around with for a while. He was an English lad. Again, he had that accident. It was an accident. It was misfortune. Like, a bus ran over his foot.
It's Castaway. Love the tragedy ones. You're so drawn to it.
This bus ran over his foot, and forevermore he was known as 18 inches because he only had a foot and a half. Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, heading towards the hit bit for €580. Magic Mike standing by 087-188-0008. Let him know you want to play on WhatsApp. Don't give us your guess. Just let Mike know your name and that you want to have a go at the hit bit today. Just very quickly, I'm sorry, I have to give you a few more of these, PJ, because people have been flying in the nickname stuff on WhatsApp, right? But there's a few belters here. Paramedic Pete has been on to say, hey guys, we had a station officer in the ambulance service who was called Spleen.
I can't tell you where this is going.
Spleen. He was kind of important, but you could live without him. I love it. There was this one as well. I don't know why I find this one so funny. Used to work with a guy called Willie Williams.
Willie Williams. I mean, that's unfortunate. It was kind of born with a nickname, really, wasn't
he? Yeah, Willie Williams. He was known as Double Bill.
I didn't get that either. That took me a second as well.
And this, you know, this is... Stop down with this kind of thing, right?
You know he doesn't mean that when he says it at the start.
This is very bad. This is very bad from AJ. Morning, lads. Once knew this lad that had a turn in his eye and he was known as Mortgage. One eye was fixed, the other was variable.
Oh, that's brutal. Isn't that terrible now? That is awful. Even the microphone got upset over that one.
Stop, AJ, stop, come on.
It shows you the grief that people get, doesn't it? This is the thing. This is why if you're going to give nicknames, you've got to be close friends. That's why I was saying earlier.
Yeah.
The new person to the group.
No, you have to be careful. You have to be careful. Anyway, so listen, there's a couple of things we wanted to fill you in on. As you know already, of course, from the big announcement on Monday, you'll know that this is our final week here at Classic Hits for PJ and myself. From the 1st of April, the show will be on our sister station, Radio Nova. So that's where we'll be from the 1st of April on Radio Nova, right? And there's we have something on the go at the moment that you can check out, right? It literally just went live at 7 o'clock this morning.
Oh, you can get them already, yeah.
Yeah. You can go to classichits.ie if you would like to get your hands on a piece of genuine historical memorabilia, PJ.
Oh.
And you can feel good about it, because you'd be helping the NCBI at the same time. It's all in aid of the NCBI. But if you pop on to classichits.ie right now on the homepage there, you will be able to get your hands on a PJ and Jim ugly mug, right? Which, as I say, from literally tomorrow at 10 o'clock, will become a piece of radio history.
I've just looked at the site and it says the PJ and Jim Ugly Mug Charity Store, and it looks like we're running a charity shop. Or it looks like they're raising money.
That may
money
not be too far away.
But yeah, you can buy the ugly mugs, and it's all for the NCBI. Mm. To raise money for the NCBI. And
as you say, it is a little bit of, because, you know, they won't be produced ever again. It will become a collector's item.
They're collector's items. Oh my God. I mean, they put Michael Collins slippers in the halfpenny place, let's be honest. There's only one set of them. You can get there's a load of these, and we're dying to give them away. Michael Collins slippers won't raise nothing for nobody.
Exactly.
But we're doing what
we can. So you can actually feel good about owning your own little piece of radio history, your own little piece of memorabilia, because it's all in aid of the NCBI. So check it out right now. It's live on the Classic Hits website. If you go to classichits.ie, right there on the homepage, you'll get everything you need to know. Hit bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit.
It's a bit, just a bit, from a classic hit. But what hit is it? Hit bit. The last, the last classic hit we'll never be playing. 570 euros.
Why, are you not coming in tomorrow?
No, it's the last one. We would never have a new hit bit.
Oh, sorry, right, the actual bit itself, right, I get you.
That's the hit bit we will play.
Right.
Gee, I know I didn't articulate it very well, but that's
yeah. You know what I mean? Shame on you, Jim, not knowing what I was talking about.
I'll tell you something, his ears. Someone has a nickname for El Woolly Ears over here. So, 580 quid is what we're trying to give away this morning. Here's what it sounds like. And it's Cathy Whittaker who's going to play for us this morning. How are you, Cathy?
I'm Grant. How are you, PJ?
Not too bad, Cathy, this morning. What's the story? Where are you?
I'm actually in Finglas here.
Right, good stuff, yeah. What's it like outdoors today? Is it better?
Very, very... It's breezy, but it's not rain, and the rain has stopped.
Well, that's good, at least, yeah. Count your blessings where you can, Cathy.
I have to say,
that's it.
Said that like it was nearly a political statement, Cathy. Went, the rain has stopped.
Yes.
You know? The rain has stopped.
Yeah, there's a rain ceasefire,
yeah,
but the wind is still blowing.
Yeah, people of Ireland, the rain has stopped. So, Cathy, we'd love to give you some money today. What do you think this is?
I think it's Kiss by Prince.
Oh, right. Did we play that earlier on this morning, actually?
Yes, we did.
We did? Yeah. Oh, right. Okay, yeah. This could be interesting now, Michael. What do you make of that?
Well, Cathy, it's a good guess, but you won't be kissing the cash, I'm afraid. It's wrong.
Oh, well,
unlucky.
Unlucky. Not to worry. Okay.
Keep at it, Cathy. Have a cracking day. Take care of yourself.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
The rain has begun again for Cathy. Neil Ryan waiting to play. How are you, Neil?
Hello, lads. How are you?
All good, Neil. Where are you in the world, sir?
I'm in County Limerick this morning.
Brilliant. No better place. And what's it like there? Did you get a smack of that wind at all?
Oh, it is. Not too bad, though.
Well, that's good. That's good, at least.
And calm now.
Happy days, right?
It seems like I'm the only person in Ireland that missed a wind, Neil. I didn't see
you
here.
There's a touch of the Dorothy about you. Do you know? You didn't see, like when you were sleeping, you didn't see this lad with made out of straw, did you? And another, a big lion that was a bit wimpy, or did you?
No, but there was a dog called Toto running around the house. Neil, have a guess. We'd love to give you the cash. What do you think?
I think it might be OMD 70s of Blue.
Well, there you go.
Oh, my
there, that's
God, that's a throwback.
Stuff.
That's a good old memory, that is.
Yeah, OMD. I mean, it'd be more like OMG if you win this.
Pause
for laughter.
Yeah, sorry. Pause for the tumbleweed to go rolling through.
Anyway, you know where this is going, Neil. It's wrong, I'm afraid.
Neil. Take care of yourself, sir. Have a good day.
Thanks very much.
Cheers,
bye-bye.
Man.
See you, Neil.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Right, so there we go. A couple more guesses you can scratch off your list. Michael, add those onto classichits.ie. That's where you can check it out before you play again with Niall Boylan later on this afternoon at 1:30. And also, Michael, before you leave, just give us a quick update. A few people who missed out on the little announcement earlier on about how they can get their hands on the Ugly Mug and help the NCBI.
Sure, so go on to classichits.ie and on the homepage you will see an opportunity for you to buy a PJ and Jim mug, and it's all for a good cause. And they're flying out the door, so get in quickly.
Exactly.
And the best thing is they're all signed by Magic Mike. All of them are signed Percy by Magic Mike.
Oh, they're going like hot mugs. Anyway. So there you go. You can check it out. Classichits.ie. Piece of memorabilia, piece of radio history.
We should put a golden tea bag into one of them. And if somebody gets the golden tea bag, they win a tour of Mike's house in Galway or something.
And all in aid of the NCBI. So well worth it. You can feel good about doing it as you make your purchase.
You're the Willy
Wonka
of radio.
Human League, Don't You Want Me Here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Friday's Eve, Thursday, 11th of March. Thank you so much for letting us hang out with you folks. And thank you for all of the WhatsApps. We get to see them all, even if we don't get a chance to give you a shout-out. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. We do have to say an early happy birthday, though, to Harry Brown.
Harry Brown, happy birthday, my friend.
Yeah, apparently we won't be here doing the show while it's Harry's actual birthday.
Oh, when's his birthday?
I don't know. Oh, so it's in the future. It's in the future.
In the future.
So we've got to say it early. We've got to say an early happy birthday
happy
to Harry
birthday,
Brown.
Happy birthday, Harry Brown.
So that's it. By the way, listen, if you want to get involved in the Breakfast Table Quiz, Magic Mike is standing by. I'm just mentioning this.
Oh, I love when that happens to you. It's so rare. It's so rare.
Early, because it rolls around, of course, just after the 8:30 headlines. So if you want to get involved, Magic Mike is standing by. Remember, it's a guaranteed win. Literally, if you can convince Magic Mike to let you play, you're a winner. You get yourself the €50 Spar voucher and the signed Republic of Ireland jersey. That is yours, courtesy of Spar, as they celebrate the Spar FAI school zone. So if you want to get involved, 087-188-0008, let Magic Mike know that you want to play. And if you're in the mood for a bit of nostalgia, look what PJ Gallagher has up his sleeve.
I'm telling you, Netflix have just dropped news, right, that they're going to be making a documentary. Well, they've made a documentary. They're releasing a documentary about the last ever Blockbuster store in America, the last video library to have survived in the States. And, of course, it brings back such amazing nostalgia. So brace yourself when you're watching this for what it felt like when you used to have to go through those golden days of planning your night and what we do. Will we get a video? Do you remember all of that?
Will we get a video?
Will we get a video tonight?
Because that's what it was. It involved getting in the car or walking out, whatever it was, depending on where your shop was, and actually physically going to look for
videos
and hope that you found something. And you might go with the intention of getting a new release. and hoping that they'd be in.
They were never in. They were never in. You go to the new release section and it was just a load of MTL stuff and maybe some Turner and Hooch that was put there by accident. And you were like, this is ridiculous. They were never in. You had to book them weeks in advance.
Yeah. Or else there was loads of that one movie that nobody was that... It might have been a new release, but nobody was that into it.
Yeah.
It was whatever movie it wasn't. Didn't catch the imagination. Anything. So there'd be 8 copies of that and there'd be none of the one you wanted.
Sequels. There was always sequels. The new release always just had sequels. You could never get the good stuff. But it's gas because this is a weird twist of fate as well, because Netflix, of course, they went to Blockbuster many years ago and says, do you want to buy us? Like, we're struggling. This is our company. And Blockbuster went, yeah, right. And no one's ever going to want to be involved in Netflix, because at the time, Netflix was a postal DVD company. And now, of course, the irony is that Blockbuster have completely failed and Netflix are making a documentary about the failure and the last ever Blockbuster store. But
it's
like
incredible.
It does bring back some of the best nostalgia.
Mind you, you still get that situation, to be honest with you, especially now after what everybody's been through and the idea that you've nearly finished Netflix or whatever. You still get that situation where you're scrolling now through Netflix.
Yeah.
In the same way as you used to scan the shelves and looking at it and going, there's nothing on. There's nothing here. All the good stuff. Seeing it, yeah.
And then you got to horror. I don't suppose you'd watch a Western, would you? No, I won't watch a Western. Stupid. Clint Howard or whatever his name is. I'm not interested in any of that.
Oh,
John
man.
Eastwood.
But at least now, and we take it so much for granted, at least now you're doing that from the comfort of your own sofa.
Of course.
As opposed to having to go out, you know, maybe in the lashings of rain or something. You'd be going out to go to the video shop to get, as you said, and then it was a proper planned night in.
Oh, was it?
Because everything had to, all the elements that went into it had to be planned. What time you were going to watch it at, what snacks you wanted
snacks
to have with it.
Because there was the popcorn options and all that sort of crap. And then if you are very lucky, your video library would be next door to Chinese. Oh, I swear to God, was there ever a joy like it? You're sitting there and you're minding your own business, bored in the house, and in walks your other half with a bag of Chinese food.
And two videos.
You had a choice. Oh, jeepers.
Because that was the
and
other
maybe
thing.
Some ice cream and popcorn. Oh, it was
because there
like
was
it.
the excitement and the look, you know, the kind of positive stuff of going to get the video, right? If you got the one you wanted or a good one, right? But then the other side of it was the having to bring it back. And the late fees and all.
And even the hassle, even when they made it so easy to drop back, you put it through like a letterbox in the front. Even then, it was still a hassle. And then you're trying to get a video, you're all buzzed
up.
You forget, and you're there going, I'll get this. And they're like, oh, there's just some late fees. How much is it? 84 quid. I'm never coming back here again. I'm never coming back here again.
Oh.
Never.
Come here, listen. I know it's a mad one, because, I mean, me of all people, literally the memory of a goldfish, I can barely remember what I was doing at 8 o'clock. But do you remember what the last video you would have rented was? Would you have a clue what that was?
I really don't know. I imagine it was horror, because I used to love getting me horrors and all of that.
Obviously I don't remember, but that's not unusual. I just thought you might.
Imagine you setting up the... You getting the video and you'd have to set up the reels and everything.
You should have known there'd be an old gag there somewhere.
You read the video, the guy came around in a pair of jockey pants and all, and a projector.
You're going to love this one, bud.
You're going to love this one, kids. And then
it's the latest talkie.
He literally played the piano underneath it as you were watching it.
Lighthouse Family and Lifted here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, Friday's Eve, Thursday, 11th of March. 087-188-0008, the WhatsApp number, particularly if you want to give Magic Mike a shout to have a go at the breakfast table quiz. Guaranteed winners every day this week. The €50 Spar voucher and the signed Republic of Ireland jersey up for grabs just for getting on to play. A couple of WhatsApps in as well about the video memories. Evan remembers, I think it's Evan, is it? Evan in Dublin remembers when it was all the excitement because there was these newfangled things called DVDs.
Yeah, do you remember that? And you didn't have to rewind them. There was no rewind find.
Alan, on the other hand. Alan, you dirty fecker. He was only a kid and he'd be trying to sneak a little look at the grown-up movies, if you know what I mean.
Well, do you remember?
When he was supposed to be looking in the Disney section.
Well, I do remember now, not the Extra Visions or any of those like high-end establishments.
Yes.
But there was a certain one around my way as well, and you went in and there was a blue corner, you might call it a bluey corner, and there was an old curtain and everything, and you had to pull over the curtain if you went into the bluey corner, and the fellas... that went in there. I don't know the names of the movies
was
at all.
Was Alan one of them? No, she was a kid at the time.
Yeah, no, Alan wouldn't have been allowed into the movie.
Here, go back to the Disney section.
Yeah, and it was all like, you know, all the names of the movies and all. It'd be all about shaving and all and these things. And, you know.
Right. Leave it there.
It wasn't called the family entertainment section. Let's put it that way.
And what about this? Dear Joe, Carol's been on. Say, oh, what a flashback. We had a fella came round to our park in his car once a week with a boot full of videos, renting them out to us. It was better than hearing the ice cream van music.
That's right, though. Do you remember the fella that come around?
He'd
have all the covers in a CD box or
something
like
that. Used to be all those things you could get, be they DVD or video, where they were like the bootleg stuff.
Yeah.
And there was all this where somebody would get up in the cinema and everything.
Yeah.
Somebody would walk across where they were getting out to go and get their own popcorn. And the lad behind them videoing it.
Or the guy with the video would start talking.
Yeah.
There's so much more in this. I'd be like, oh, for God's sake. It was a good moment.
Thank you kindly, Tara. Right. Great week on the Breakfast Table Quiz, PJ, because everybody wins.
Everybody's a winner on the Breakfast Table Quiz this time around. Doesn't even matter what the score you get is. We've got loads to give away.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what, as you say, like, literally you could come on and get zero and still walk away with the same prizes as anybody else.
But you should still try to go for nine. Nine to score to be in the lead. You know,
a bit of
pride.
Did we have an 11 yesterday?
Oh, did we have an 11 yesterday?
I thought we did, yeah.
I stand corrected.
To be fair to you, it doesn't matter. You can win yourself the €50 Spar voucher and the signed Republic of Ireland jersey from the senior men's team. Just for coming on, just convince Mike to let you on to play.
087-188-000. Give us a WhatsApp to play.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score on the next longest award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
So this week we are celebrating Spar FAI School Zone at spar.ie. Have fun learning through football. What's it all about? Well, basically, it's digitally delivered for teachers and parents to access online. So the idea is, basically, it's a series of lessons. They're all based on the theme of football. They're aimed at sort of 4th, 5th and 6th class students. They last for about 4 weeks. There's two lessons per week. As I say, they're delivered digitally. Teachers and parents can access them online. If teachers use them, of course, they can use them in the classroom. Parents, likewise, can do it at home or whatever. And it's basically fun football-themed activities that you could use maybe after school or at weekends if they're not actually doing them in the school themselves. It's kind of fun way to learn things like maths and history, geography, English, art, Irish, all that sort of stuff. All the details, everything you'll need to know is on spar.ie.
So Jude Purcell is going to play this morning. And well done, Jude. You've already got your hands on all the goodies.
Morning, lads. Thanks very much.
Good.
No, no problem, Jude. Where are you this morning?
In Limerick City, a wet Limerick City.
Oh, is it brutal in Limerick as well, yeah?
Brutal. I went out for a snaky walk and I got drowned like I'm shivering like a crapping dog, you know.
Anyway, listen, console yourself, Jude, with the fact that you're now the proud owner of a signed Republic of Ireland senior men's team jersey. That's yours. And a €50 Spar voucher. That's yours as well. Well done, you.
Brilliant.
Can't say fairer than that. Right. So listen, will we have a Bash the L quiz anyway? Why not?
We'll give it a go, sir.
Exactly. Right, 60 seconds to do your best. Here we go.
What is the capital of Chile?
Pass.
Santiago, in bowling, what term is given to three consecutive strikes?
Pass.
A turkey, apparently. Who is Donald Trump's vice president?
Pence, Mike Pence.
It was him. What country is the origin of the cocktail, the mojito?
Mexico.
Cuba. In what decade was the first episode of Coronation Street broadcast?
60s.
Yeah, what was Britney Spears' first single called?
Hit me one more time.
Britney Spears, apparently. What is David Bowie's real name?
Hello?
Hello, what's David Bowie's real name?
Hello.
David Jones, what year was the Premier League founded?
92.
True or false, can an emu fly?
No.
Yeah, which country has the smallest population in Ireland?
Mayo.
Leitrim, what eye is a triangle that has two sides of equal length?
That's
yes, the one. That's
well
the one.
Done. And well by, done, the way, by the way, Jude was right. Of course it was Hit Me Baby One More Time.
I know, it says Britney Spears on this. I was like, I'm not taking any chances.
Blind leading the blind, yeah.
Blind leading the blind, Jude, but yeah. We're going to give you that anyway. So that's all yours. Well done.
Yeah, and also as well, he's right on the emu story.
Yeah, he was right on that. It's just like, is it true or false? And he says no, but that's grand. It works that way. So
yeah, exactly.
So you got that as well.
Right, okay. So it means then, after much constant, thank God you won the prize at the start, Jude.
I tell you, Jude, that's all I'm saying. Over
I'll tell you something. It's a good job we just gave you the stuff at the start. Anyway, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct answers in the end.
You're but look,
it makes no difference, Jude. The fact is, you're a winner. Well done, you. The Republic of Ireland signed jersey and the €50 Spar voucher, all yours.
Sweet.
Well done, sir. Have a good day, man.
Take it handy, boys.
Good luck.
Bye bye. Final chance to scoop all of those goodies, of course, tomorrow on the Breakfast Table Quiz. In the meantime, if you want to check out more about the Spar FAI School Zone at spar.ie, that is the website to use, spar.ie. And apart from the stuff we're giving away, if you do sign up for this, whether it be a school or a parent or whatever, there's a whole load of other kind of things that you can win for your school. As part of this as well, so it's well worth checking it out. It's all there on spar.ie. Torn from Natalie and Brulia here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Friday's Eve, Thursday 11th of March. Listen, we have to say a happy birthday. I think we're roughly on time with this, PJ. Emma Cleary, who goes to Connolly National School in County Clare, it's her 9th birthday apparently. Mum, Dad, Brother Gavin and Sister Kira wanted to say a big happy birthday. So Emma Cleary from Connolly National School in County Clare. Hopefully, we got that in time for you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy very birthday to you.
Now, Magic Mike is with us for a couple of reasons. As you know, of course, the big announcement was made on Monday that this is the final week for PJ and myself on The Breakfast Show here at Classic Hits. From the 1st of April, we will be doing The Breakfast Show on our sister station, Radio Nova. Right, so the 1st of April, PJ and myself will be on Radio Nova. You can listen to us by just tuning into Radio Nova there, or you can use... if you can't get it on your sort of standard radio, you can download the Radio Nova app, okay? If you want to continue to listen to us, you can use the app if you're maybe in a different sort of area or whatever that you can't actually pick us up on via the radio. But, so with this being our last week, right, there was an idea to basically combine a couple of good ideas, one being raising money for charity, the specific charity being the NCBI, and give you the opportunity to get your hands, and I say it again, a little piece of radio history, PJ.
I think it's fair to say they are more sought after than Michael Collins slippers. I don't think that's an exaggeration.
Not at all. Especially when you get the update from Michael.
Exactly, yeah. So, yeah, because they're going all right, yeah.
They're going all right is right, yeah. I tell you something now, lads. I'll be honest, and I have a lot of faith in you guys, as you know, over the last 5 years.
Oh my God. This morning,
I did not have a lot of faith in you two. But I've been told, because I didn't think they were going to sell, but people are, the good people of Ireland are good charity.
Yeah.
I think that might be more the charity thing than you do.
Isn't this lovely?
But anyway.
I tell you something.
I didn't have a lot of
only
faith
a day
in you.
Left and he's kicking us. Unreal, kicking us, yeah. Already. Like, it's a real sort of, listen, close the door behind you.
Yeah. Don't hang around long, lads. We've mugs to sell.
Anyway. You guys, combined with the NCBI, the first 100 PJ and Jim Ugly mugs are gone.
Wow.
Gone, but they're gone, they're
and
gone.
And there is only a very limited amount, isn't there? So you wouldn't want to leave it too long. Basically, classichits.ie is the place to go.
I can't tell you how many more there are.
Because he doesn't know. There is a limited supply.
Yeah, now there's a few hundred of them, right? So
okay.
We're all good. There's still... 400, but I can't tell you how many there are. Oh, no. Okay,
anyway,
you get it.
If you want to get your hands on a PJ and Jim Ugly Mug, as I say, that from tomorrow at 10 o'clock, they'll become a piece of radio history, piece of radio memorabilia. And, of course, the most important thing is to do a bit for the NCBI, Kraken Charity. You can do your bit for the NCBI. You can combine those two things. If you go to classichits.ie, it's right there on the homepage. You can pick up your PJ and Jim Ugly Mug. And that's not the only reason Magic Mike is with us, because with tomorrow being our final day on the show here, before we go to Radio Nova on the 1st of April, you have a plan, Michael.
Yeah, well, I thought we should do a bit of a celebration tomorrow, obviously. And play out some of the best bits, which are, there have been many over the course of 5 years, isn't it?
5 years,
yeah.
Six years, 3 months since I came in here.
Yeah, and five
Jim
years
built the place.
Yeah.
Why must I always get... You can't let it go, can you? It's always an old gag.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Unbelievable, unbelievable.
Anyway, so we're looking to play out a few
Jim came here on the first longboat. There was a big settlement, you know.
Anyway... So we want to play some best bits. So if you have any requests for best bits, I've been looking through the archives over the last couple of days, and I've come upon loads of different things that kind of embarrass both of you. I'll be honest with you.
Oh, very nice.
I mean, has the Irish language? Yeah. Thing? Oh no,
the Irish language thing.
That was
had
my favourite.
No,
that's, had me in stitches yesterday.
That's shocking.
And it's you, Jim. It's you.
I know,
it's you. Remember,
it wasn't my finest moment. I'll accept that.
When you had to do scenes from Ross and Aroon. A scene from Rosnaroon with the Rosnaroon actor, and it was calamity.
We don't have to listen to the yodeling again or anything, do we?
That's in there too.
Oh, for God's
If you want to vote for yodeling, do it now.
I have to say I enjoyed yodeling. I thought we were dab hands at yodeling, to be honest. I think it was a bit of a, there's a bit of Swiss in the two of us.
Yeah. I'm assuming there's plenty of opportunities for where PJ put his foot in it. I mean, based on the fact that it happens about 400 times a show. I'm assuming that there's a bit of that.
Yeah, well, obviously that happens a lot, but
that needs its own show if you're going to compile all those.
I don't know if you guys remember, if any of the listeners remember, the lump in your trousers.
I beg your pardon.
I do remember.
That's in there, right?
Lump in your trailer. Actually, is there? I suspect there could be a couple of the. We've had some belting answers on the breakfast table quiz.
Yeah, what was my favourite one ever? What's the world's fastest land animal? And he said, a whale was the answer he gave. And your man that said, what is it you put your feet onto when you get onto a horse? He says, the pedals.
So we might have some of those. So depending on what you want, lash them in. With PJ and his trumpet, that was.
Oh my God, that's right, Jim.
With the bionic rats, the great bionic rats. Yeah.
Wow.
Plenty
of
challenges, of course. You had loads of different challenges.
That's oh my God, great. So there'll be plenty of opportunities to hear PJ bordering on vomiting again.
Do you remember the Office Olympics down in the car park where you nearly broke your skull?
That's happened quite a lot.
In there too.
Was that wasn't the chair racing thing, was it?
The chair racing thing.
Oh my God.
Where he lost his mind.
That's because he's so competitive.
Just to win, yeah.
He's completely over the top.
Can't help it. I get so carried away. For me, that wasn't a chair race. For me, that was like the Olympics 1968. Was there even an Olympics in 1968?
There's also, and I'll finish on this, there's PJ racing a pig as well, of course.
Oh, of course. Wicklow. By the way, listen, Mike, whatever you do, don't bring up the whole award-winning comedy thing. Right, because he gets a bit touchy about that. Probably best to let that go about
the
time.
But of course, we're designating the last hour of the show tomorrow to that.
Oh, God.
I'm
burning his comedy award in the back in the car park when this is finished, you know. That is gone.
Kylie Minogue spinning around and the boss, Bruce Springsteen, dancing in the dark ahead of that. Here are classic hits on this Friday's Eve, Thursday, 11th of March. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Yeah, now, of course, I mean, we have the greatest dog lover of all time in our midst, the great PJ Gallagher, famed for his dog loving.
Yeah, I love
you
dogs.
You love a good dog, don't you?
I do love dogs. And you know what I love about dogs most than anything is their simplicity. You know, the lack of demand. They accept life as it comes, as they take it. Every human being,
happy with their lot, generally.
Yeah, I think we could all learn a lot from most dogs. But
I think we may have found the one dog that... Well, no. I mean, PJ would never get to the stage where he doesn't like a dog. But I didn't think he'd get to the stage where he'd be positively jealous of one.
I really want this. Well, I don't know. I think this little dog, and like you said, I'll never get to the stage where I don't like a dog. But he's a spoiled little brat. There's no two ways about it. This fella. He's a spoiled brat. He's a miniature dachshund, and his name is Louis, right?
Right.
He's obviously owned by a millionaire, Charlotte Thompson, and another fella, Joey Auger. But I'm going to say it's mostly her fault, because she says Louis the dog comes before her husband each and every time in her life's decisions. So Joey knows his place. Yeah, Joey the husband knows his place. He's second.
She'd make, if there was a choice between... something that might badly affect the dog, or something that might badly affect her husband.
Yeah, she says. No, Joey knows that Louis is first all the time. Yeah, the dog comes first.
Oh my God, imagine being married to that person. Not only does she place the dog ahead of you. Oh, what am I saying?
I see the logic.
Right in the middle of that sentence, the penny dropped. If the reverse was happening, if PJ was in a relationship with somebody and they attempted to assume that they were higher up the scale than his dogs.
I'd be thinking, imagine being married to someone that thinks they should come before the dog. I mean, you'd be there going, I'm not dealing with this life's pressure.
You're right. How did I make that mistake?
But this dog is spoiled. So not only does he refuse to walk in the rain, a lot of dogs do actually do that. They don't like the feeling on their feet or whatever it is. He also has turned his nose up to 5-star hotels. They tour a lot together. And he hates 5-star hotels. Doesn't like them. They're too busy. Too many people around, gets upset. So now they've started, when they travel with their dog, they have to book villas. They went away last year around Europe, sorry, the year before, with their miniature Dachshunds, and they spent £50,000 sterling on villas, empty villas, 15-room villas to keep them, you know, entertained, because he wouldn't like the same room all the time.
15-room villas?
Yeah. To keep him entertained, you know, because he's a sensitive little soul. She describes him as a sensitive little soul who gets very upset easily. He gets distressed by things he doesn't like. They got a new Porsche Cayenne. You know those Cayennes?
That's
Porsches.
The Porsche Jeep, is it?
They're the big ones, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and he couldn't settle in. Very high. Whatever it was, he gave him vertigo. And when the engine revved, he got unsettled. So they had to, unfortunately, get rid of the Porsche Cayenne and get an old Merc like before. He much prefers the height. Of an S-Class rather than a Cayenne. So this is the sort of level I'm talking about when I say a very spoiled dog.
That doesn't. So they'll change 5-star hotels.
Yeah.
And change top of the range cars.
Yeah, they had to get rid of the Cayenne.
Because
yeah.
of the dog's preferences.
And they realised he likes the wind through his hair, so they got a convertible Merc. The Cayenne just wasn't going to work. He just wasn't into it. He wants to, you know, he wants his dry feet and the wind in his ears. And that's what he wants. I think, you know, little bit over the top. Maybe the more I talk about it, the more I'm coming around to this dog's sense. I feel
this is extraordinary.
Yeah, he also doesn't like to be carried in any old bag. It has to be a Louis Vuitton bag that he gets carried in. It's sort of the same height. His legs are the perfect height. The soft leather on his paws. So when they're walking and he gets a, you know, takes an umbrage to it, or maybe there's a bit of rain, he demands to be put into the Louis Vuitton.
I mean, I have to say, I tell you where I'm with you on this, right? I'm with you on this from the point of view of the dog is not the one. He may well bark or do whatever he does, yeah, or have a wee on the seats or whatever he does.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whenever his disapproval is up. The fact that there is somebody out there willing to literally not go to a 5-star hotel or get rid of their top of the range car,
yeah,
because their dog has a slight issue with it is the part. I mean, fair play to the dog. The owner is the one that I'd be seriously worried about. What in the name of God?
It's your misunderstanding, Jim, on the slight issue. The dog has put his foot down or his paws down and said, I'm not happy with this. If we are a family unit, we are a family unit.
Oh,
you need to
God.
Take me in. Basically, it is royalty, you know.
Yeah.
This dog is basically sort of the...
One assumes that the likes of the Paris Hilton dog or whatever that she had. Remember the famous? She got famous for carrying the dog around the handbag and everything.
Yeah.
One assumes that that dog was treated in a similar sort of a way.
You'd imagine so. Although I can't imagine somebody who is literally a hotel heiress of Hilton was going to turn around and say, you don't like hotels. But it's the suite. Like, even the dog, like, you know, and we came here in the stupid car and we feel all wet. And look at the head and you with your big peroxide looper.